Welcome to Fire Talk from the Konocti Fire Safe Council. I'm Bill Grudy, coming to you this time from Neighbor Fest at the Riviera Heights Homeowners Association in Kelseyville, California. Neighbor Fest is part of a community engagement strategy that was put together by North Coast Opportunities. NCO's Tammy Alexei is with us, and also Kathy Andre, who is both the president of the Konocti Fire Safe Council and the Homeowners Association up here. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to start with Tammy. Can you tell me what is the concept behind Neighbor Fest?
So back in 2018, I believe, I went to a CERT, Community Emergency Response Team conference, and they had a presenter there named Daniel Holmesy, and he is the creator or the main person involved with the San Francisco Neighbor Fest program at that time. And he just wanted, he made you want to get up on the table and shout preparedness. He was just so energetic and just so exciting. So I was like, we really need to bring that to Lake County. So later that year, we actually it was 2019, because we in November he came up and did a presentation for us, and then again in February came back and did another one. And then shortly after that, the pandemic happened, and we weren't able to follow through with our original plan of 43 Neighbor Fest in Lake County.
Now, here in Lake County, is fire preparedness the heart of it, or do you go beyond that?
So with the grant that I have now through California Volunteers, it's actually focused on three things. It's on preparedness, community, and climate action.
So what kind of programs are you doing that that are sort of featured and highlighted here that are offshoots of this maybe?
It's primarily the Neighbor Fest. It's a neighbor-to-neighbor grant, and basically it's to get people to get to know their community, to basically have a block party in their community to promote preparedness, to promote community. We all know that if we have a disaster or an event, that we're more apt to go to our neighbors or count on our neighbors if we know them.
Kathy, what was involved in getting this going? How difficult was it, and what sort of what does it take for a community to put this together?
Well, we were extremely fortunate to be awarded a grant through NCO. Thank you very much. And we have a great social committee here in Riviera Heights who helped put the event together, and so we reached out to a number of agencies who were involved in evacuation preparedness, defensible space planning, wildfire readiness. So we worked with all of the agencies, and there's many of them that have showed up today. Cal Fire, CLRC, the Konocti Fire Safe Council. So we have quite a representation of people that are here, so we're real happy.
What sort of attendance do you expect, and what kind of response have you gotten from the community?
We hope to have about 75 people here today, and we've gotten a really good response. People need to get ready, and people are nervous. We have, as you well know, one road in and one road out in the event of evacuation, and that's what brings all of our communities together in evacuating out of this area. So we've had a great response. People are just starting to arrive and get the hot dogs going, and yeah.
Tammy, what sort of response are you getting across? How many have you done up here in Lake County? How many of these sort of events have you done, and what sort of response are you getting, and what kind of results are you seeing maybe?
So our grant was actually scheduled to end at the end of 2023, but we got an extension, and we have been gearing up for phase two, what we're calling phase two, and primarily in April and May is when we're doing that. And we have about 10 events that we've planned. We did have to postpone one last weekend because of weather, but we're hoping by May 31st to have completed about 10 events. Some of those are more community-minded and just bringing the communities together so that, like I said, you know your neighbor. Others are more geared towards preparedness and getting people ready for that actual disaster.
What's the prospect, do you think, of getting another grant and being able to move forward and do more of these?
Well, we do have another grant that will follow this grant. And but it's only for a couple of events in Lake County and a couple of events in Mendocino County. So I have been grant funded for the last 25 years of my life, and I think that, you know, that's what you do. You just keep searching for the grants.
What else is going on in the North Coast Opportunities space in terms of building a wildfire resilience?
There's quite a bit. I think we're in a growing stage right now. We have our program, which is called EPIC, which is Emergency Preparedness in Communities. We are really trying to grow our CERT teams, which is the Community Emergency Response Team. And Dennis Burke, who I'm hoping you'll talk to later to do an interview, we'll talk more about that. We also have the AmeriCorps members that are helping out today, and those are the California Emergency Response Corps. This is a team, right now we have five ladies that are here till July. They've taken time out of their lives to serve in a national service program called AmeriCorps. And with that, they are doing anything that relates to disaster.
Let me just ask Kathy, because you've had experience, put on your other hat with the Conocti Fire Safe Council in working with the AmeriCorps volunteers. And what sort of work have they been doing, and how have they been involved?
They have been great with us, and we have sent them out into the neighborhoods. There's eight evacuation zones that make up the Conocti Fire Safe Council, and the CERC crews have been wonderful. They've knocked on all the doors. They've handed out a lot of information on to very vulnerable populations, which we're really trying to focus on. And so they've handed out a lot of evacuation preparedness information and what to do in the event of evacuation. They've been great. And they've also covered the whole Riviera Heights area for us.
Yeah, and I know they were doing door-to-door work in Buckingham for us and in the, the mobile home communities.
Kelseyville, Riviera, and the mobile home communities. Yeah,
right.
They've done great.
Great. Well, thank you very much. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and chat with Dennis.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Your family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan, a message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Fire Talk from the Conocti Fire Safe Council. Bill Grudy here at NeighborFest 2024 at Riviera Heights Homeowners Association, and talking with Dennis Burke, who is with NCO and is showing folks the CERT trailer. Thanks for joining us, first of all.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about the whole concept of CERT and the trailer and how it operates, what's in it.
So CERT is a community emergency response team. It was first developed in Los Angeles by the LA Fire Department when they responded to other countries and saw that just regular citizens were joined in as volunteers working with first responders. So from there, the LA Fire Department started the CERT program, which was eventually taken over by FEMA. In the counties of Lake and Mendocino here in California, it is overseen by North Coast Opportunities. I hold the position, among other things, as a CERT coordinator for both counties. And we are, again, not first responders, but we are trained to work with first responders and the community in times of disasters.
In the event of a disaster or some kind of emergency, how are these deployed?
We are currently working on contracts with both our OES managers in Lake and Mendocino County, who are normally the ones that would deploy us in a main disaster. In some occasions, it's a fire chiefs in those areas, or it could be the police department in those areas. But before that happens, we are still here to assist in different events like this event, say for parking and traffic, if we're called upon, and we are starting training programs with our local fire departments.
It's fully equipped, and people who you've designated would have access to it, and they'd bring it on site and basically be the first line of defense until somebody gets there?
That could be. For example, in Leggett, California, which is a tiny little community which is cut off many times from storms, and they have a very small fire department in that, their CERT team may be the only resources there at that time. So the way it would work is our OES manager, if felt our need, would reach out to our NCO program manager, Tammy, who you just had on here, who would then reach out to me. I would reach out to our North Coast Opportunity CERT lead in Mendocino County, and him and I would reach out to our individual teams in different areas of each county, and we would start deploying people to those areas. We would set up a base camp. The trailers would be taken to those locations, and that's pretty much the way it's going to be working. Right now, we are not contracted with OES. It's in the process. But we do events like this, and we do our basic trainings four times a year, two in Mendocino County, the CERT basic training, and two here in Lake County.
So you've not had to deploy this yet in an emergency situation?
Not with Lake and Mendocino County CERT program, no.
Do you have a plan to expand this, to get more trailers and put them at various other locations?
Yeah, you're right. And yeah, that's future plans, but our goal right at this time is building teams. Again, we start another training which consists of 12 hours of virtual training and then 16 hours of in-person training. And then they go on to FEMA training, and then they're sworn in through either OES or a fire department to be a disaster service worker in the state of California. And they're strictly volunteers. There are a few of us that are paid. But right now we are building teams. We have a ham radio operations team that's in effect right now in Lake County. We're working in one in Mendocino County. And again, we have teams in Fort Bragg, Ukiah, Willits, and Leggett in Mendocino County, and all around this lake right here.
It's an ambitious program. Is it the cornerstone of your emergency response effort, or are there other things that fit into it too?
Our whole organization that we work with, the part that I work with NCO, is disaster preparedness and response. So we also do home assessment programs. We have a certified flagger training program available to CERT team members and others. State of California, these flaggers have to be certified. They come in helpful during different events. But yeah, preparedness, disaster preparedness and response are our main goals in this, and we do it in many fashions, just like with supporting this NeighborFest program.
Dennis, great to have you talking with us.
Okay.
Good luck with the program, and we'll stop by and check out the trailer.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back, and joining us is another member of our Canuck Dive Fire Safe Council board, John Knoll. John has been very instrumental in a whole bunch of projects, but one we want to focus on today is the creation of FireWise communities within our service area. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about, we hear FireSafe councils and we hear FireWise communities. How do they all fit together? What is the difference, and what is at the essence of a FireWise community? They're kind of the building blocks of our operation.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. And if you keep in mind, when we decided to establish a FireSafe Council, we were looking at the boundaries for that council. And what we settled on was to utilize the Genesis Protect evacuation zones that have been established and brought to Lake County by the Sheriff's Department. So our FireSafe Council represents eight of those evacuation zones along the Soda Bay corridor within the Rivieras. So then, as an organization, we decided that we wanted to pursue and encourage FireWise efforts. FireWise is a nationally recognized fire preparation program that was established in 2001 by the National Fire Protection Association. And it's a recognition program that encourages neighborhoods to become better prepared for wildfire. And they do that through an annual program of preparation and an annual application to ensure that you are meeting the goals of an action plan that you establish for your neighborhood. So we, as a FireSafe Council, decided that ultimately, potentially, our best goal would be to establish a FireWise community in each of the eight evacuation zones that we are utilizing as our boundaries. And to date, we have four of those that are active within the four HOAs within our Fire Safe Council. We have two new ones that have already received state approval and are now at the National Fire Protection Association to get their ultimate certification. And we have a seventh and eighth one that are considering establishing as FireWise communities as we speak. And the beauty of FireWise is it literally recognizes the efforts that all of us have been doing for years and not getting any credit or recognition for our efforts. So it helps you to prioritize and formalize an action plan to make sure you're doing all the right things in all the right places based on where you are located. And then with that annual recognition program, what we know is that in the state of California, there are at least 20 insurance companies, including the California FAIR Plan, that recognize you as a FireWise community and provide you a discount on your fire insurance, which of course these days is another huge issue. So in fact, probably that discount that you're getting for being a FireWise community more than pays for any of your home hardening or defensible space efforts.
And each of these communities has a unique set of challenges, and one that I think of particularly is the Gaddy Lane FireWise community. And people were wondering, you know, we're the Soda Bay Road corridor. Why do you need a community on the other side of the mountain? And maybe you can speak a little bit to the risk that this community faces from what could happen over on the other side of Mount Conocti.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And when we looked at Gaddy, of course, and what we do is we work here, and we're very fortunate to have a very active CAL FIRE Battalion Chief here in Brian York. And Brian and I go out and assist those communities with doing their assessment, because that's what FireWise requires. They require you to do an assessment and identify your challenges and then develop a 3-year plan accordingly to meet those challenges. And you talk about Gaddy, and of course, some of the homes in Gaddy are actually in up against the hills there in the wildland-urban interface. But the area, the FireWise area, is large enough. It goes down into the flatlands there, like you say, along Gaddy Lane and actually all the way over to Kelsey Creek. But what we realize is that if we look at the history of fire, and the major fires here in this county are no exception, quite often they are predictable in that they occur during red flag weather events, when our typical onshore winds turn around 180 degrees and they become those deadly El Diablo warm wind events when the humidity drops dramatically. And when that's the case, of course, if in fact Mount Conocti was the location of the fire, the ember cast and the ember rain that would be raining down on all those homes out in the Gaddy Lane area out there could be directly impacted by that ember cast. And it's that ember cast that we recognize is the result of 60 to 90% of all the structure loss in the wildland comes from those flying embers.
John, I want to thank you for spending some time with us and giving us a kind of an overview of the whole FireWise effort. We look forward to bringing those new communities online and pushing this whole thing forward. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bill Grudy here with the Conocti Fire Safe Council's Fire Talk from NeighborFest 2024 at the Riviera Heights Homeowners Association. Joining me is Juan Soria from the Environmental Resource Center. Great to have you here, Juan. You have one of the most popular exhibits, the goats that we use as part of the weed abatement projects in our district. So to start with, why don't you tell me just a little bit about the program and about how these goats are being used?
So we're getting contracted to do goat grazing to maintain the current fuel breaks. And we bring in the goats to eat the vegetation to keep it maintained.
Are there certain areas where you really have to use animals like this, where mechanized solutions simply don't work?
Really steep ground, rocky ground, where you couldn't get, you know, people or equipment into, works really well.
Some people use sheep, some use goats, some use a mix. What is the difference?
For different vegetation, there's some stuff the goats won't eat that the sheep will. For instance, star thistle. The sheep are really good at eradicating star thistle. Sheep are grazers and goats are browsers, so they eat brush, chamise, you know, any of your local brushes they'll eat, and the sheep won't.
Yeah. Now, do you deploy them, you know, for a long period of time? What's a typical operation like?
It depends on the size of the area, how many goats you put in there. Yeah.
And do you leave them out for a week or 2 weeks or?
Months at a time.
I know they're talking about potentially using goats in the interface areas up around our communities. How will they work up there?
Well, certain areas will be fenced off, and then area by area they'll be getting the brush down to nothing and then moving on to the next area.
How many goats do you have? How many projects do you have in the course of a season?
This is the only project we're going to do this year is the Canoctai Interface Project. We're going to do it in two stages, some this year and some next year.
And how many goats will you have out there?
About 150.
Yeah. How did you get involved with this project and with the whole business of using goats to trim vegetation?
I've been doing fire prevention work and creating shaded fuel breaks. I was part of creating the Canoctai Interface fuel break, and then we started doing goats.
And you have one herd of goats working now. Do you plan to expand to more?
In the future, I think yes. As other projects come online, then we would have to expand.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing the results of your work, and again, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're back on Fire Talk, and joining us is April Lieferman, who is the District 5 representative to a project called Lake County 2050. And thanks for joining us, April.
Thank you for having me. It's beautiful here.
It certainly is. Let me ask you first, what is Lake County 2050, and how did you get involved with it?
Well, this is an absolutely wonderful opportunity right now for all of the members that live in Lake County to write a new plan. Things change a lot. Our fire conditions have changed. Our economic conditions have changed since COVID. And so it's a wonderful time for us to begin to plan for the next 25 years and take in all of our new needs and project for the future.
Is it strictly zoning? There's a map of our Soda Bay Road corridor area that that has current zoning. Is it simply zoning changes, or is there more involved with it?
Zoning plan is only a piece of it. And what is going to guide the zoning plan is all the needs that we're looking at. For example, if you take a look at fire safety, do we have adequate, safe routes out, evacuation routes? Are those evacuation routes free of maybe dead trees and debris? Do we need new evacuation routes? How many do we have? But it's also other things, too, about living a healthy life. Is our lake healthy? Do we have recreational areas for us to walk our dogs, for our kids to ride bikes? Do we have hiking trails? How are our roads? Are our roads safe? So when people take the survey, which I hope everyone in Lake County does, it's going to ask you where you live and what your specific needs are and what needs to be changed or what needs to be preserved. And from that survey, it's going to give us on the GPAC, the General Area Plan, a good idea of what we need to plan for. And then that's where the zoning comes in. Do we need to change zoning?
In other words, do we need an extra park here or there? Or do we need some sort of commercial space to provide services? So what is the final product of this? And when do you expect that's going to be available?
So the final product is supposed to be, I believe, the fall of 2026. That's where implementation really starts in. But we have all of these different guidelines along the way. So we had one of our Riviera Aries meeting last week on Monday. There will be two more for our area, and they're in all of the different eight areas that the county is divided up into, so that we really get input based on where we live and what our specific needs are. One of the things that I absolutely love about this plan is the commitment from Maria Turner, the County Development Director, and also in our District 5, our Supervisor Jessica Pyska, is they really have made a commitment, instead of building a general plan for the county first and then looking at the different areas, they are really stepping it up and taking input and getting information and feedback on the areas first, the local areas plans, which you can find online, to then build the county plan. So it's actually coming from the ground up, which is why it's really important we all take that survey and come to the meetings.
We're talking with April Lieferman, District 5 representative to the Lake County 2050 project. And I thought it might be fun just to take some of the folks who are here at NeighborFest and some of the questions from the survey. Now, a lot of the questions are multiple choice, but I've sort of changed them a little bit so they can be somewhat narrative and just hear what's on people's minds. And maybe I will start, number one, by going around the table.
My name is John Arterberry, and I moved here about 2 years ago.
And our other guest is?
I'm Lisa Campbell. We've got a property up the road right here.
And April, there's an online survey to help launch this project. And maybe, April, you can just give us a little bit of background to get us going.
So the plan really involves a lot of different things. And I really like the way the town hall that they set up worked, because it really explains what their mission is. They started to say, what do you love about Lake County and what do you want to preserve? So we really got out there, what's important to us? And then they said, and what needs to be changed or done differently? And that's where the survey really comes in, because we are looking at changes that we've had with COVID, which changed our businesses and our housing and our schools. We also have had the wildfire situation that we're trying to adapt to, and climate change, and also changes in our lake. So the questionnaire really is a short questionnaire that tells us what do we need to focus our time, energy, zoning, money, etc. on, to make sure that we preserve what we love and that we're planning for the future.
And okay, let's start off with just the very top. And John, you said you've been in Lake County for a while.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And Lisa, how long have you lived here?
We don't live here full time. We're in San Jose, but okay. We've had a property up here for 5 years.
Okay. How would you overall, let me start, rate the quality of life, Lisa, in Lake County? What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, honestly, we love it here. We enjoy it. I mean, people are friendly. It's beautiful. I mean, the area has challenges, just like you said. I mean, even just preserving the water, you know. The fire hazards up here are just, I mean, we're burning literally right now, just doing controlled burning. So that probably has been a challenge here, the insurance of the area. But there's tons of fun stuff to do, right? For a small town, there's so much fun stuff.
So, John, looking forward, what would you like to see more of in the next 25 years?
I'd love to see these wires from PG&E put in the ground. That would be the number one thing I'd like to see happen before 2050. It would make at least the view much, much better, and maybe prevent a fire or two.
And can I just interject with that? Thank you, John, for bringing that up. One thing that I really need to talk about, and one of the reasons I got involved in representing District 5 in the Rivieras and Buckingham, is I'm very impressed with our district supervisor, Jessica Pyska. She worked with the state and got us a $1 million grant to mitigate all these dead trees, which some are by our fire escape routes, and also cause quite a hazard to our homes and businesses. And so, yes, that's something that needs to continue to be worked on. So, yeah, those lines are an issue as well.
You know, as we work our way down the questionnaire, and I'll throw this open to all of you, what are your greatest concerns about the progress and the development in the community?
I mean, honestly, the fire insurance is so bad here. We've been here 5 years. If you look at the cost differential on our property, I mean, we started at $2,800. We still did get a renewal for this year, but it's like $7,000. So I don't know how for this community people are going to be able to afford to live here, especially as they get into their retirement years. I was just talking to Kathy Andre about some of the options, but I mean, that's a huge issue facing this area.
And so one of the things is the FireWise project, and also can be combined with Lake County 2050, is ways to reduce those fire dangers, and also that does affect our insurance premiums. In fact, right now, I know in the Kelseyville Riviera, there have been people, because we're FireWise certified, that have gone down on their insurance. So it's something that we all need to work together at. And you know, you started it, John, with a wonderful example of the PG&E lines. So there are many ways that we can reduce our fire risk, which therefore will follow through and reduce our insurance rates.
Oh, yeah. But I have to say, I actually, for our community, did write the insurance commissioner, right? Because we are a FireWise community. But guess what? If they're insuring our homes and they're not in the state of California, guess what? We get no discount. Like, our home is insured Allstate via Northlight. Northlight doesn't have to abide by that. They're not a California company. There's no discount for a FireWise community at all.
Okay, moving down the list, what do you think is the biggest issue that this community faces? You're both from Riviera Heights.
I mean, we're not here full time, but we're always so appreciative of all the businesses that stick around. Like, I don't know how they do it year round. Like, if a business is here, we try to support that business and show up for that business, because I don't know how they can afford, honestly, to stay in business in this community year-round.
I think more activities like this make a big difference, because, communicating about this CERT van that I see over here, or this little thing to prevent, from accidents from going, haywire, this is a great thing to learn more about, and getting that information to a lot of the folks that live here, it would be really helpful. So more information about what's available to protect us from fires and from issues that could be a pending disaster. I think that would make a big difference.
Yeah, I was going to ask from the survey, how informed do you all feel about emergency preparedness?
I mean, I think our association does a fantastic job. Kathy and her team. I mean, again, we've been here 5 years, and when you're new up here, like literally when the fires actually hit, we've been through a couple here. Like, your television's not installed yet. Like, you figure out quickly how to get signed up for all of the updates that you can get just via the internet. So honestly, I think they do a fantastic job. And even the other grants that they win for us, I mean, even since we lived here, they've proactively cut trees down even on our property. So it's honestly impressive in this community. Kathy's team does an amazing job.
How informed, John, do you feel about what you need to do in the event of an evacuation?
I don't feel that informed, maybe because I'm new still, in a sense, and not until this event. Did I learn more about what was available to me? So I think having some exposure to this was very helpful. So now I feel informed, and now I just think that more events like this would be really helpful.
You need to get Nixel and add it to your phone. It's one of the first things we did.
Watch Duty too.
Watch Duty and Nixel are fantastic.
It's great. And let's wrap up this little mini survey with just what do you think about the future of Lake County? They ask about the vision. What is your vision? What's your sense of where 25 years from now, where this county should be?
I honestly believe that once Conocti Harbor's finalized, and maybe more events start happening over here. And
May 1st.
Right.
Fantastic. Right.
They're booked solid for the next couple months.
Well, I think that's going to make a big difference with at least a lot of traffic on Soda Bay. But seeing more folks come out this way to enjoy themselves, so that'll be fun to see.
Yeah. I mean, I love that idea. Honestly, even just talking inside, I was asking everybody, what do you do? Where do you go? What's fun, right? Because I do think sometimes it's harder to find a lot of activities. But I would also add, like, the waterways, right? Like, I know enough to be dangerous. My longtime partner is a fisherman. He's Ron's like best friend, and it's protecting the water. Like, you know, there's all kinds of issues that happen with this lake, and I think in other states they seem to protect the water better than we protect the water here, and we all need it, right? So making sure that the environment's healthy, the fish are healthy, we're healthy, and that there's lots of fun stuff to do, and we can afford our insurance.
And I could say what's coming out in the town hall meetings are exactly what you're talking about. Fire safety and safe evacuations, the health of the lake, our businesses, and also recreational facilities more needed, especially here in the Riviera's area.
Okay, that sort of wraps up our mini survey.
Perfect.
But I'm going to throw it to April. How do you take the full-blown survey and tell us a little bit about it and how big it is?
So the survey is unbelievably quick. You can go on lakecounty2020.org. 2050.org. Yeah. It's a 25-year plan. And you can go on there, and right when you get on the website, you will see this yellow bar. You click it to take the survey. We also have little cards with QR codes, and I've also been sending them out with a flyer. So when you go on there, there's just a couple questions about where you live so that they can support our individual needs and communities. And then it talks about all the things we were talking about. What do you want to preserve? What are the needs? It really goes into detail about the services that are provided in long term. What do we need to make changes between now and 25 years from now? One of the things that, you know, we didn't bring up that has been brought up a lot is to make sure, because of our geographical area, that we're connected to the internet. So with all of our beautiful hills and our lake, sometimes there's a difficulty for everybody to be connected. And so that's another thing that's been coming out. And they ask all these wonderful questions, and we need everybody to fill that out so that we, from the bottom up, build from our needs up to the county plan and decide resources and zoning and all those other things that are important to us.
So go online to lakecounty2050.org and take the survey. It's just 40 questions. It'll get you thinking. April, thanks for being with us. And that brings us to the end of this audio tour of NeighborFest 2024. Thanks to the Riviera Heights Homeowners Association for hosting us. Fire Talk is produced by the Konocti FireSafe Council. We are available on Apple, Spotify, our host Podbean, and actually just about everywhere you can get podcasts. So help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing the program with your friends. Those two things are really important. I'm Bill Grudy saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.